Okay, the third subconscious motivational driver that will bond you, connect you at a deeper level with the perspective of the potential recruit. And this is going back to the question before, the criteria question. And you want them to be connected with you as well to feel good about you, because if there is no good connection there, they may still join despite that. Because they'll think, "Oh, I'm on my own. I won't have to work with this person." However, if you bond with them and build up this criteria in a way where they feel good about you, then it helps engage them even more for them to say yes. So, this is how you set it up. So, you talked about the business opportunity, and now you ask them, "Well, something else I'd like to know, because our company offers, and we support everyone that joins. There's mentoring, there's training, coaching. And I'm curious, I just want to know for you specifically, what's important to you about the trainer, the mentor, the coach? What's important to you? I mean, if the ideal coach was sitting in front of you now, what kind of person would that be?" So there's two elements in it. What's important to you about a trainer, a mentor, coach? And then part two is, I mean, if the ideal person was sitting in front of you now, what kind of person would that be? So once that's up, getting the answer to the criteria, getting them thinking about what kind of person they need to be coached by, and for you to discover what kind of person they need to be coached by, the kind of personality, the kind of person. The second part, if the ideal person was sitting in front of you now, what kind of person would that be? This is a priming effect, a priming question. This now engages their mind at a subconscious level of thinking of you as the ideal person to coach them, because you're sitting in front of them now. So you're creating a subconscious suggestion. If the ideal person was sitting in front of you now, and you should be sitting in front of them now, if the ideal person was sitting in front of you now, what kind of person would that be? Not what kind of coach, not what kind of coaching would you like. It's what kind of person. You want to keep it as a person, more of a characteristic, so that they don't go into someone that's qualified or trained. It's the person, personality. And they'll start to reveal, "Well, just someone that communicates well with me. Oh, tell me what's important about that." "Well, I want to make sure that I'm on track, that," and we say communicate well, what do you mean by that? So you want to understand their definition of certain words or responses that they say. Or someone that cares. Or tell me some more about that. "Well, I don't want someone that's going to be yelling at me, or someone that's going to be rude or disrespectful." Oh, what's important to you about that?" "Well, I want to be able to," and then they'll answer that, and they'll go deep into the criteria. And now that as you reveal and discover this information of what kind of coaching they want, or what kind of coach or mentor or trainer they're looking for, you can also introduce them to other top performers that have those characteristics besides you. This is getting towards the last question, the convincer strategy question. But now that you're starting to discover some more information, and even if I would ask you, so if you were to join the company, what's important to you about since the company offers great coaching and training and education, mentoring, what's important to you about the mentor, the coach? I mean, if the ideal person was sitting in front of you now, what kind of person would that be? Think about how you would answer that to yourself. Even the other questions that we went through, how would you answer those? Because it'll reveal to you your criteria, and also if you're towards your way or if you're bottom line or procedural. And now that you have that vital information, you can blend it into the solution as well. As you say, when you join our company, you're going to get great mentoring, people that care, people that are respectful, whatever their criteria was, you now can add that into the conversation to build on it being a magnetic, persuasive yes conversation, where they say, "I can't wait. I want to start now." Where's the paperwork? And so ask them about the coach, the mentoring, because they will connect with you. And once they connect with you, when you're presenting the solution, they're going to be more open to hearing it and to take action, because there's going to be a strong bond and connection that you're a great coach, you're their ideal coach, you're someone that respects them or cares about them by asking these questions. So now we're going to go into the convincer question. And you can ask this question also to other people in your team right now to get information how they need to be coached or what's important to them about the coach, the trainer. So you can practice, but also to get some insight how to continue to motivate them, to keep them on track, to have breakthroughs in their business and in their own team that they may have. And so now the convincer strategy. So this is a variation of what's important about the business opportunity. This is a question you want to know if you need to go through a process to really convince them, for them to be convinced, not you to convince them, but for them to be convinced that this is a great opportunity. So as I mentioned before, practice with those, be disciplined to ask those questions. Don't just jump in and say, sign up, sign the paperwork, because they may sign up just because they feel pressured or fill out the paperwork. But if they don't feel engaged, if they don't feel like it's really something for them because you didn't present it in a way, they will back out or not take action. So the next one, get ready for the convincer strategy. Thank you. Bye now.